Om Shanti. You can come closer. The sofas in front are empty. Nobody is going to come to sit there. So people at the end can come in front. Yes. Why they are empty? Any seniors, any VIPs are going to come here? Nobody is going to come. It is for you people only. So you can occupy the front sofa also. So today our topic is awakening inner potential. As this morning Baba spoke about the different kind of children, the three types of children, three varieties of children Baba was talking about in today's Murli. What are those three varieties of children? Some are loving, some are cooperative, and others are powerful. But in each variety, again, there are different stages, Baba said. Amongst children, there are varieties. But again, in each variety, there are varieties. So, let me check what kind of child I am. Especially when I am talking about the awakening inner potential, it is equivalent to awakening inner power. So let us talk about the powerful souls. We need to become powerful. Why? Because every day we have to come across different variety kinds of sins in our life. It can be created through the person, it can be created through the nature, or it can be created through any situation. But definitely every day we have to come across the variety sins. And for that we need to be powerful. But being powerful, Baba said, there are three varieties. What is the first kind of the powerful soul? Yes, whenever the scene comes, children try that time to remind themselves that who am I? I am a soul. I am a powerful soul. I am the embodiment of power. I am the son of the Almighty Authority. That time children start recalling that quality. And what is the result of that? Because for the time being only you are just creating the thought. The moment you forget that thought, you don't experience the power. The moment you think that I am powerful, you start feeling that yes, I am powerful. But the moment you forget that thought, again you feel yourself powerless. And if you are powerless, you can't face the situation. And what is the second stage? Some other children, Baba says, they churn the knowledge. They speak the knowledge to others, relate the powerful things to others, and because the others on the basis of understanding give blessings to them, and the one who is relating, making other to explain, understand, so he is receiving the blessings from them, and for that time being he is also feeling powerful. But that is again for a short period. But Baba wants the children who are always powerful, who are not making themselves aware of the point that I am powerful, but who are those who becomes the embodiment of awareness that I am a powerful soul. So, in order to become embodiment of the awareness that I am the powerful soul, I am the child of the Almighty Authority, what is required? Baba also mentioned the speciality of such souls, that they are always constantly with the, they are combined with the Father. They are always combined. They always feel the hand of Srimad as a canopy of the Father, of protection. But in order to become the embodiment of awareness, what is required? It is, what is required? We need to awaken inner potential. And what does it mean when we say awaken the inner potential or having the inner potential? What does it actually mean? What it is exactly? Inner potential means whenever a scene comes, no matter it is tough or tougher or toughest, I can be able, I should be able to create in such situations the purest thought, the purest feeling. That is having inner potential, awakening the inner potential. Because any situation comes, if you go to the world, after the scene has come in their life, what they are creating here, you can get the variety of the thoughts, what they are going to create. Not only in the world, even we children, because we are also from the same world. We are not from a different world. Yes, definitely we have come to Baba and started understanding knowledge, applying knowledge, but it depends to what extent we are applying the knowledge. That's why Baba is still today, Baba is saying there are three varieties of the children even in the powerful souls. It means each one is not applying to the extent Baba wants us. So, whenever a situation comes, a variety of the thoughts which are not really pure gets created here. And that means I don't have inner potential. But having inner potential means no matter how the toughest situation has come in front of me in my life, but even in those situations, I can create a pure thought. Not only pure, purest thought. So how to create that purest thought? Suppose someone here sitting and someone standing up and starts telling about me something not very nice to me. The immediate thought, what will come in my mind here, if somebody stands up and starts saying few words which are not nice to me, nice for me, what should I feel, what should I think here for that person who is saying like that, which is not in my favor? That is again a scene, that is again a situation. So what I need to think in order to become the third quality of powerful souls that Baba wants us? I can create, oh, I am a powerful soul, I am a powerful soul, so I should not. That can be done. But Baba says that is the first stage. For the time being, I say I am a powerful soul, I should not pay attention to that. For that time being, I will be okay. But the next moment, I will have a different kind of thought or feeling for that one. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Is it right or not? Yes. So in order to protect myself from the any situations that comes in my life, it can come in different varieties. Somebody can come to me in alone also. Somebody can say me in front of 1,000 people that she is not okay. And somebody can come to me alone and say, you know, that other sister was not talking about you very well. She was saying ill things about you to me. Then again here something will happen or not? Something will happen here or not? Happen. Someone is deceiving me. Someone is betraying me. Someone is lying to me. What will happen here? What will happen here? So that is what awakening inner potential means. When Maya comes, this is Maya. So when Maya comes, I need the very first responsibility of me is to protect me from Maya. That Maya should not touch me. See, suppose a cat is coming to my kitchen and I know once she will enter, she will spoil the milk in my kitchen. So what is the first protection step? Let me close the door so that she cannot enter my kitchen. That is the very first protection. Afterwards I can think that what should I do that she shouldn't come to my house. But now she has come to my house, she is about to enter the kitchen where milk is lying open and she can come and spoil the milk. So very first step for protection of the milk, what should I take? I should close the door first. Similarly, if some Maya is coming in the variety form, the situation, the problems, the atmosphere here, the ambience is not good, people around me are not talking good about me. So something will happen here or not? It will happen. And that whatever is going to happen, it is going to make my soul weaker, deplete my power, because I get immediately shake. I shake here. I can't keep myself stable here. This is what is happening. So to keep myself stable, to keep myself protected, the very first thought that I need to create, what it should be? Can you tell me? This is what Baba wants me to do. It is not that when the situation comes, that time I created, I am a powerful soul, I am the son of the Almighty Authority. That is not going to help me. And the next moment I forget, I will lose my stability. Not only I will lose my stability, I will start blaming that person who is talking like this for me. Means, I will have the negativity for other people in my mind. Isn't that true? I will have. And if I am creating negativity, if I am losing my stability, how can I say I am a powerful soul? I am a powerful soul. I am the son of Almighty Authority. Huh? If people will see, they will also laugh at us. What kind of children God has got? Isn't that? So what is the first? You know, in the movies, have you seen the movies? In the movies, there are sometimes background musics. And that background music, when they are going to record the movies, then when they are going to create, they pay a lot of attention. Because movie can be up to 3 hours or 2 hours. Or it can be a documentary for half an hour. But whatever they have recorded, it will be constantly played whenever someone will play that movie or the documentary. And therefore, they pay a lot of attention. They put a lot of efforts to choose a better, a best kind of music that can please the people who are listening that. The same way, what I need to do, I need to create a background music here so that no matter whatever situation comes, that background music can be played again and again, which will make my stage very stable, which will help me not to create negativity about others, and instead of creating the negativity about others, which that will make me to able to help others who are in such situations. So what I have to do? What is the knowledge we have got? Suppose someone is standing and criticizing me. What should I think? In order to have a beautiful background music. Because whatever we are thinking in any situation, it gets recorded here. And once it gets recorded, the next situation comes, the another scene comes, that gets again replayed, rewinded. Not only for that, even if I leave this costume and then I enter into another costume, that recording will be rewinded again and again. And this is how nowadays we are seeing the children. Right from the childhood, the moment they start learning, speaking and all those things, many children say, "Oh, you hurt me. You insulted me." What a small child is saying like that? How come it is like that? "You insulted me. You hurt me." Because it is the recording from the previous birth. And that is why Baba is cautioning us again and again to become powerful souls of the third kind, of the third stage. So what to do? There can be a spectrum of the thoughts when the such situation comes. Can you suggest me what should I think in order to protect myself? Because see, we know that every soul has his or her journey different. Now we are together, but before we got together, our journey was different. So everyone is on different journey, different people. So each one has developed different sanskars. And so, if someone is treating me like that, which is not good for me, so what should I think? That time, in order to protect myself, that person has got his own sanskars. Instead of saying what kind of person he is, he is very bad and saying others bad. He himself is bad, he himself is not good, and because of that he is going saying to others like that. So what will we do that time? I am losing my stability. I am increasing my negativity and also radiating same to the other person. It means I am depleting myself. am making myself more and more weaker. So in order to awaken, make the higher the inner potential, I need to think in a right way, the proper way. In order to think in a right way, proper way, we need the knowledge. And that is why before we teach meditation, we give first the knowledge. We give first knowledge. So knowledge we have got that each soul has his own journey, and therefore each soul has his own sanskar. So now the way the person is speaking to me, it is on the basis of his own sanskar. So different people can have different sanskar. So the moment I create this thought, when someone is not being nice to me, and I create immediately this thought, or different people, different sanskars. So the person is speaking on the basis of his sanskar. So that energy I will not absorb. I will not allow that energy to enter inside me. And because I didn't allow to enter inside me, I can keep myself stable, having the Baba with me. Having the Baba with me, experiencing, that is what the hand of Srimad. What Baba says? The such children experience the hand of Srimad is like a canopy. And what was that hand of Srimad? The knowledge. The knowledge that Baba is giving to us. So Baba has given the knowledge. Each soul has its their own sanskar, because everyone's journey is different, and in that journey they have created different sanskars. So that moment I just use the Baba's point of knowledge that each soul has each their own sanskar. Okay, good. It is okay if he is saying like that, because he is saying on the basis of sanskar that he has acquired in his journey. So I protect myself. Now the second step. I don't only have to protect myself. It is that moment I protected myself. But next moment, if I think ill about that person, I cannot protect again. I can't protect again. So what is needed? I need to have some few positive thoughts for that person also. What can be the positive thoughts for other person? What can be the other positive thoughts? Some few thoughts. Can I say, Baba has given us the knowledge that each soul originally is pure. Each soul originally is loveful. So can I think in such situation she is a very loveful soul? Can I say, somebody is criticizing me, and in order to protect myself, I say, she is a very beautiful soul, loveful soul. Can I say like that? Is it possible? No. If somebody is saying like that, I can't create that loveful feeling for that at that moment at least. So what should I do? What should I do? What kind of thoughts I should create for others? Yes, yes. Everyone? Everyone child of God. Okay, what else? That will heal that person, because I have to think in a way that will do the healing of that person. Will it heal? Will it help in healing of that person? What should I think in that situation for other person? What good wishes? That is what I'm asking. You have to speak out. You have to speak out. If suppose somebody is vomiting, what you will do? What thought will come to you? Some person is physically vomiting. Oh, she might have eaten something wrong inside. Isn't that? And so she became out of control. Some maybe the pain there, out of control. She couldn't control herself, and that's why she did in front of everyone. If she would have control over her, she wouldn't have done in front of everyone in the classroom. She would have gone out at the right place in the basin, and then she had vomited there. But she did it here, means, oh, she became so out of control. It is because of out of control only, na? It happens. So I need to think, she is because of out of control, she is saying, otherwise nobody can say, dare to speak something wrong for anyone in face to face in such a gathering. So maybe out of control. She has lost her control. And why someone is losing the control? Because of the pain, which is not tolerable. The pain, the suffering, and that makes the person to be out of control, to lack the self-control. So I need to think that way, and thereafter I can have that feeling, oh, she's really loving soul. After that I can say, but before it is very difficult. Very difficult. So I need to have the habit of creating such thoughts. And once I create such thoughts, then slowly and slowly and slowly, it is I'm creating first consciously, using the conscious mind. But if I'm using such thoughts repeatedly for number of times, where it goes? It goes in my subconscious mind. And subconscious mind is nothing but the internal. It goes deeper. And once it goes deeper, it becomes sanskar. It becomes operating system. It becomes background music which plays automatically. And that is what Baba means, the third kind of powerful source. The children need to become the embodiment of awareness. What kind of awareness? I am really powerful soul. So a powerful soul should be able to create powerful thought, pure thought, positive thought. But it should be done for number of times when the situations are coming in my life. So every first I have to do consciously, definitely. But again and again and again and again, I need to make it my background music. Once it becomes my background music, then I don't have to even consciously think. Any time any adverse situation is coming in front of me, anyone is creating for me, the same music will immediately come out. Oh, different people, different sanskars. So she is under the influence of her sanskar, and that is why she is saying like that. So I will be protected. I will not blame others. I will not doubt on myself. Oh, I am really like that. She is what she is saying to me. I start doubting on myself also. So I will not doubt on myself. I will not blame others. And this is how I will become more and more powerful, means embodiment of the awareness that I am a powerful soul. So every day we need to remind ourselves. because we are not living alone. We are living with the people around us. And therefore, I need to remind me every day in the morning, different people, different sanskars. Different people, different sanskars. So whenever the people will create the problem, my background music will play like that. And I can protect myself creating a variety of negative thoughts. Otherwise, we are very expert in creating negative thoughts. Isn't that true? She hurt me, she blamed me, she did this. So we are living with the victim feeling. So instead of living with the victim feeling, I need to take responsibility that what I create here is my responsibility. Generally, what I do? Because she created the situation and therefore I created the thought. So I am not responsible for these thoughts. Who is responsible? The other person is responsible. And when I think the other person is responsible, so I don't take care of to make it clean. I just wait, let him become first good and then my feelings will become good. Isn't that what we do? So it is my duty to raise my inner potential. Just like I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here. Consider we are in Mumbai. We are in Mumbai where there are multi-storied buildings. Now see yourself, you are standing in the ground floor. And outside there is a vehicle, four-wheeler. See it. Did you see? Did you see now? Okay. Now go to the first floor. And now from the first floor, see the same vehicle. Did you see? Now just go one by one, the next floor, and see the vehicle. Again go to the next floor, and see the vehicle, and reach the 50th floor, and see the vehicle. Now tell me what was happening. The vehicle was, it looked like a toy. Now, okay, now come one by one down. Come one by one down, down, down. And every time you come to the next floor, downwards, and see the vehicle. And now reach to the ground floor and see the vehicle. Tell me the size of the vehicle now. Is it toy now? Is it toy now? No? What is the size? What was it earlier? What was it earlier? So, the size remained same whether I was going up or I was coming downward. Size remained the same of the vehicle. But it looked like that it is decreasing or increasing. It was not really increasing. But I felt that it seemed like that it is decreasing or decreasing. If I was going up and up, I felt that the size is decreasing. And when I start coming down, I felt like that it is, the size is increasing. But when I came to the ground floor, what I saw? Size is the same as it was before going up. Size is the same. So similarly, any situation, any problem doesn't have any size. It is we who say that this is the 50% or 60% on what basis the size was increasing, decreasing of the vehicle? Where I am standing, where is my position, on the basis of that vehicle was small or big. Similarly, any situation comes in my life, it doesn't have its own size. It is we who decide the size on the basis of my own personal strength. My own personal strength. You know, there are sometimes we sit in family and we talk about the issues that are in our family. So one of the member will say, oh, what a big problem in our family has come. And the other person will say, it is not a big problem. And third one will say, it is not even a problem at all. So it is depending upon their mental strength. The same issue is the same, problem is the same, the situation is the same. But three people giving the three different opinions. What is the basis of that? The inner power, inner potential. To what extent they have awakened their inner potential. Just like I'm sitting in the sofa. Here is it is the table. If somebody is asking me, sister, please can you bring this table down there? And I'm healthy, in a healthy state. And I take it down. Very easily, very without getting tired and without having any pain. But after few days, after 10 days, I haven't eaten properly. Not even eaten properly, I was on fasting. And again after 10 days somebody says, sister, please bring this table down. What will happen to me? I can't even lift for 1 inch. Huh? Sorry, I can't. I will try my best. But even after trying my best, what I will find? I will find that I can't even lift for 1 inch. But again next 10 days, I eat very properly. And I can lift it and take it down. Isn't that? So it depends. So table is the same. Table is the same. Every time I've lifted, it was the same. But the one who was lifting, that power was different. And that decided whether it can be shifted from here to there or not. So similarly, Baba says day by day, situations, problems, circumstances are going to become more and more and more adverse and adverse and adverse, tough and tough and tough. Because this is the last episode of our journey. So everything we have to settle now, and all of a sudden in everybody's life, any scenario which is coming, it comes all of a sudden. All of a sudden. And then people think, oh, how come this situation has come in my life? I have never ever troubled that person. How? Why he is troubling me? I can't remember. Right from the childhood, I have never troubled anyone. Why this one is troubling me? Why this one is creating the problems for me? I have never done anything for anyone. But it is still coming. Why? It is coming from the previous births. It is coming from the previous birth. Because costume is different, but the souls are the same. Souls have changed their costumes, but the souls are the same who has the karmic account before, and that is carrying out. And because this is the last birth, everything that we have unsettled in the last birth, in the previous birth, we have to settle completely here. And therefore, such situations are coming in my life It can be inside the relationship. It can be in the professional life. It can be in the family life. It can be in the society life. It comes. It can come from the people. It can come from the nature. It can come from any side. But we can't stop those things. We can't. That is not in my hand. What is in my hand? I can raise my inner potential so that even the toughest situation, just like I went up and up from the 50th floor, I felt that it is a toy. It is a toy. It is not a vehicle, real vehicle. It is simply a toy. Similarly, no matter how much the things come in front of me, but I need to awaken my inner potential. I need to make my potential higher and higher and higher so that things appear for me that they are very small. You know, Baba sometimes says in the Murli, some children make the small things big mountains. And some children make the big mountains into mustard seed or the cotton. You know, in the Murli it comes. So how it happens? It is only on the basis of the how much potential that one has got. So in order to awaken inner potential, I need to go into the depth of each and every point of the knowledge that is given by Baba, because that is the Srimad and that is the hand of Srimad, what Baba was saying. So if I go deeper and deeper for every word that Baba is saying in the Murli, I should not say, oh, Baba says same thing every day. Not a single word is less valuable. Each version, sometimes Baba says, each version of Baba is, how much it cost? Lakhs and lakhs, Baba says like that. Each is more and more valuable. So I should, value means, I should go inside that. I should understand the meaning of that properly. And I should become the embodiment of that. Means I should apply in everyday life. Once I start applying it, then the number of times of applying it will increase. And as the number of times of applying will increase, it will become my sanskar. It will become my sanskar. And once it becomes sanskars, it is like a song which is being played automatically. No need of using the mind and intellect. This morning Baba was saying in the last special effort in order to become equal to Father Brahma, what was the point? With the power of remembrance and the avyakt power, Brahma Baba, the Father Brahma, he controlled mind and intellect, both, just by the power of remembrance, just by the power of becoming avyakt. So he controlled both mind and intellect, means he had a powerful break. And as a result, he could experience the seed stage. So in the same way, we children also need to have a break. We need to apply the break. We need to apply the steering steering power, and thereby we can stop wasting the power of intellect. This was the point in today's Murli last point. And then I can increase my energy. And then the power to discern and decide will also increase. So when the situations come, the very first thing is first protection and then discerning and deciding what to do. So, but first is protection. So I need to protect myself. So I need to increase meditation. Because that is the only source to energize myself. Because this battery has been discharging since last 5000 years. We haven't charged in any of the age. It is only in the confluence age. When Baba comes and gives us awareness about all these things and we start focusing on ourselves and then focusing on Him and receiving the powers, energy from Him and making my soul, me soul, more and more energetic, more and more powerful. And then I can have a powerful break. I can have a powerful break. And then I can save myself from the flow of negativity. I can make myself able to have a flow of my original qualities. What are my original qualities? I'm really loveful soul. I'm really happy soul. And that energy of purity, the pure love and the happiness will flow. Otherwise, if I don't have a lot of energy, even though I have that energy of love and happy, that gets blocked. Because I start thinking something negative about others, and once I think negative about others, my energy of love which used to flow, it gets blocked. And as a result of that, what happens? Energy is blocked here. As a result of that, blockages gets created here in the body. Why? Because it is the energy here which supplies to the each department of this body. And because of that supply, that supplement the body was receiving from the soul, body can survive in a healthy state. But because body has stopped receiving the energy, because here is the block got created, and so body is not receiving the energy, and so body, in the body also we create blockages, and in the name of blockages, so many diseases we are facing today. And so we go to the doctors, we spend our money and this and that, and during that period of illness, I say, how come I remember in such situation, Baba? You know? I can't even concentrate on Baba. So it is good, but in the medical field they say prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. So let me save myself from having the blockages here. And that can be done only when I keep attention that here there should not be any blockage. And here there should not be blockage means I need to be very, very powerful soul, embodiment of the power. And so use knowledge very, very deeply. Apply it, not just keep in the mind. Again, there is a storage, na? I can write on the paper and pen with the use of pen and the paper in the diary, and that diary can be kept in the almirah. What is the use of that? Same thing. I can remember, I can listen what Baba is telling, I can remember. But again I am keeping in the almirah of the intellect, in the mind. But Baba wants us to use it every day in every scene of life. So every time any situation comes, I need to create pure thought. Pure thought for myself and for others who are creating the problem for me. And that helps me stop myself from depleting my energy. And that helps me to be focused here and to be get connected with Him in a proper way. And that helps me to have more and more energy. And that is what Baba said. They are always combined with Father. And always having the hand of Srimad over them as a canopy of protection. So that is the importance of awakening inner potential. So let us meditate. Let us meditate, get connected with Him and energize ourselves. Accumulate more and more energy. Om Shanti. Focus your attention at your forehead, in the middle of the forehead, the place where we Brahmins apply tilak. At that place, inside, see yourself as a sparkling star. I, the soul, the being, a divine being, radiating divine energy around me. I am a loveful soul. A powerful soul. See yourself a divine star radiating the energy of love and power. Feel those vibrations of love and power. I am the child of Almighty Authority. My Father, Shiv Baba, Almighty Authority is over my head. Just like the sun shines in the sky, similarly my Father, Shiv Baba, the Son of Knowledge, the Almighty Authority, is shining over my head. See, His rays are coming to me soul, the being, the divine is done. The shower of His rays continuously reaching to me, and I, the soul, absorbing all those rays, and energizing myself. Feel yourself. I am the Master, Almighty Authority, receiving the powerful rays from my Father, the Almighty Authority. See very clearly that rays from the knowledge of the Son, the Almighty Authority, over my head, and from Him the rays are coming to me, the soul, and I am fulfilling. I'm feeling I'm under the canopy of my Father. I thank my Father, the Baba Beloved, for keeping me in His company, in His canopy. Baba, You're always with me to guide me in each and every scene of my life. Thank You, Baba. Thank You. Om